Rows of old film studio buildings reflected on a shiny gold surface. As the surface turns, it's revealed to be the edge of a shield with the letters WB in its centre on a blue background. Warner Brothers Pictures, a Time Warner company. A burning orange light emerges out of darkness. It tears over a metallic-looking surface, cutting it into shapes. The red-hot metal spins to form four lattice triangles. Legendary Pictures. The screen fades to black. A yellow oval springs out of the darkness. The words Playtone are hyphenated by a black dot. The logo wobbles, then comes to a stop. An animated film. Beneath lush green vegetation, an ant scurries around on sandy pink earth. The ant examines a small piece of fallen leaf, then another, then hurries over to a piece of red fruit. The ant, which is much smaller than the fruit, gets underneath it and carries it off. Warner Brothers Pictures presents, in association with Legendary Pictures, a Playtone production. In association with DNA Productions. The Ant Bully. The ant joins a line of ants, each carrying a large load. They march towards a mountain-like anthill and enter it. Zok, an ant with a firefly on his arm, clambers up onto a ledge in the anthill and clicks his neck. The firefly signals to him.
Oh.
A red rock.
Oh, that's it! Spindle! Tail light!
The firefly jumps onto Zok's head, lights its tail, and illuminates the wall with a red rock in it. Zok excavates, using a staff with a jewel on the end. The rubble falls on sleeping ants.
Hey! Hey!
What?
I mean, what?
Ow!
Hey! Hey, what are you doing?
Yeah! This is the sleeping chamber! Go to sleep!
Don't make me come up there!
I'm so sorry, but I must have the final ingredient for my potion. Now, what's more important? Me completing my life's work for the salvation of the colony, which includes you guys, or your sleep?
Sleep! I'm going with sleep!
Yeah, the second one!
Well, then I shall try to be very quiet. Tractil!
He uses the staff like a wand and the wall explodes.
That's it! I'm coming up there!
Fire crystals! Ha ha! At last! The final ingredient!
Outside, an ant carrying a small load responds to a glare from an ant with a large load.
I'm on vacation.
The vacation ant is biffed from behind by a load.
No! No! Cut it out!
A boy crashes to the ground near the line of tiny ants.
It's the destroyer!
The ants scuffle. The boy is dangled by his underpants.
Atomic wedgie!
And a clean break.
Well, what are you going to do about it, huh? Nothing, because I'm big.
And you're small.
Yeah, because he's big and you're small.
Hey!
Ow.
Quit repeating everything I say.
I was just adding emphasis, dude.
Oh, man, why you gotta be angry?
Bully Steve walks off with a gang. Skinny little Lucas with big specs and auburn hair looks glum. He sees a water pistol on the grass, picks it up, then walks over to the anthill. His shadow looms over the mound. Inside, Zok's antennae twitch. Rubble falls.
Destroyer.
Jets of water smack into the anthill. Inside, thousands of ants rush out of arched chambers. Another jet of water hits the hill. Ants scamper up a central shaft inside and come pouring out of a hole at the top.
Oh. Please, get to the grass. It's dangerous up here.
But I've always wanted to see a human up close.
I hear they're capable of speech, like us.
They are nothing like us.
A jet of water streaks past. It crashes onto ants, scattering them. Lucas towers over the ant hill.
What you gonna do about it, ants? Nothing. Because I'm big and you're small.
Zok.
Away, monster, or I will use my powers to destroy you.
Zok holds up his staff. Lucas drops the pistol.
Powers that I have yet to perfect. Run!
Lucas kicks the anthill, sending ants flying. They land amongst the grass. Zok heaves himself up and sees Hover shouting to Lucas.
Hello! We mean you no harm.
Oh, great.
Yeah!
The sole of Lucas's shoe hovers over Zoc, who tries to gallop away. Hover stands fearless.
Please, go in peace!
Zoc pushes Hover out of the way of Lucas's shoe.
Are you all right?
I guess he didn't hear me.
The shoe looms again. The shoe just misses Zoc and Hover.
Peanut. Huh. I think I might have gotten through to him. What do you think?
Destroyer.
Tiffany! Lucas! We're leaving now! Lucas! All the numbers are on the fridge.
He's alone behind a chair.
Lucas, what are you doing back there? Why didn't you answer? Are you all right, sweetie?
I'm fine. I was just playing with my friends.
I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't go on vacation.
Come on, it's our big wedding anniversary. We're going to Puerto Vallarta. And I got to spend a little quality time with the mamacita.
Don't cancel your vacation just because of me. I can solve my own problems.
Problems? What problems? Does it have anything to do with why I can't find your underwear?
No!
Bedwetting is nothing to be ashamed of, Peanut.
What? Just stop it, Mom. I don't have any problems except for you treating me like a baby.
Peanut!
And stop calling me that! Just go away and leave me alone.
Lucas splats a frog in his video game. In the anthill, Zoc holds two fire crystals.
I, Zoc, call upon the elements. The wind that blows, rain that falls, fire that burns. Deliver your awesome power and transform my potion. Clacteal!
Smoke rises.
Yay! That was great, sweetie. I love the smoke effects. Didn't you, Spindle?
Krasnox! You rock! Curse upon your children.
I don't think rocks have children, honey.
They won't now.
Okay. What's the matter?
Hova, the potion is supposed to change color. It's not changing color. It's not changing color. I call upon the elements, wind, rain, etc. Transform my potion and Clacteal!
He smashes the crystals together.
Clacteal, clack!
Oh, maybe you're pronouncing it wrong.
How could I pronounce it wrong? I made it up.
Take a break.
Hova, perhaps you didn't notice, but we were almost squished today. Now, the colony is in shambles. I am this close to finding a solution to the human problem, and you tell me I need to...
Hova, what are you doing?
Nothing.
No, I'm not doing anything.
No, I'm simply walking towards you. There's no reason to panic.
She chases him with feathery grass. Spindle the firefly watches.
Don't make me clutch heal you.
Well, I'm glad you two have something to laugh about.
Head of Council!
Hi!
How nice of you to, unexpected. Forgive me. I was, working on an experiment.
Oh, yes. I see.
Well, we were... How may I be of service?
Zoc, attacks from the Destroyer grow more frequent. Our food supplies are now desperately low. The Council was hoping perhaps you might have a solution.
Fight back! We must stop the Destroyer!
But thousands of ants would needlessly die. Perhaps if we could communicate, you know, just talk with the humans.
Oh, what a great idea. Let's have a nice chat. Well, hello, Destroyer. Gee, you look kind of tired. Why don't you just rest your enormous feet on my girlfriend?
Okay. Sometimes you're a real stink bug, you know that?
Zoc, a war with the human is impossible.
A wizard knows no such word.
Zoc crushes a crystal.
Adios, mi familia.
Whatever. Bye, Tim. Bye, Lucas. I love you.
Lucas sulks.
You can find your grandma.
Okay, goodbye. Have fun. Don't worry, everything's under control.
Grandma's false teeth pop out and drop to the lawn.
A little help, please.
I think it's your turn.
Peace in the grass.
Mama, here's your... What are you doing?
Preventing alien abduction, that's what I'm doing. Thank you.
Dang crabgrass. See these? Airflow. Aliens hate airflow.
Fans.
Drives them nuts. And if they try to cut the power in the middle of the night... Beep, 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 beep. These babies will wake me up.
Alarms.
We gotta be prepared. Tell your friends.
I don't have any friends.
Well, who's gonna look out for you when you get old and your teeth are falling out?
And them aliens are after your workers.
I look after myself. Good night, Mamo.
Good night. Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite. Or creep into your ear and lay eggs in your brain.
Next day, Lucas waters the lawn, his glum face reflected in a pool. Two children race past happily. Lucas heaves a sigh, then goes back to his watering. A firework lands in the water.
Ah! Dance, Pukis!
Dance, Foggy Boy, dance!
Big bat!
Steve throws another firework and moves on. Lucas falls back, jumping away from it. The Bada Bomb firework fizzles out. Lucas is near the anthill and sees ants crawling on his hand. Lucas's eyes widen as he watches the ants. Spindle watches Zok smack two more red crystals together.
Clacktio! Cracksnox!
Zok, please, not in front of Spindle.
Sorry. Oh, God, there must be something I missed.
He studies a crystal.
Wait, a crack. That's it. Imperfections in the crystals. Perhaps coating it in a viscous compound. Spindle! Resin!
Spindle gets him a flask. Zok uncorks it, pours out resin and smears it over the crystal with a crack in it.
Clacktio!
There's a white flash. The potion turns pink, then gold.
Oh, that's it! It worked! The potion is complete! Praise the mother! Yes! Yes!
Water floods their dwelling.
Hold on! Hang on!
They swirl around.
Spindle! Get the potion! Quickly!
Zok, Hover, Spindle and the potion are swept away on a torrent. A drop falls on an ant's head. The ant looks up. Water gushes through a ceiling, then towards an ant with a baby. Mother screams, then baby. The mother holding her baby runs through a tunnel. The water's close behind and throwing up boulders. An ant plummets with falling debris into water. A wall of water swamps a group of fleeing ants. Lucas has washed part of the anthill away with a hose pipe.
Hello.
Ah! Yeah, I was about your age when I flooded my first colony. Oh, brother, those were good times. Good times!
Who are you?
Stan Beals is the name. Beals a bug pest control. Exterminator, eradicator, solver of problems. Hey, you must be the Nickel Boy, right? Now, your dad ordered my services, but he forgot to sign the contract before he left. Busy man. A lot on his mind. It happens. So he just told me to talk to you.
Lucas.
Yeah, Lucas. He said, you have my son, Lucas, sign a contract for me if I happen to forget to before I leave. He's a grown man now. His exact words.
I don't know. Do you have any references?
References? There's one!
He zaps a fly with his cigar.
I don't think I should.
You don't think you should? You don't think? So who does your thinking for you? Your mommy?
Mommy, 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 what do I do? I'm just a little baby that can't think for myself. Please wipe my little bottom for me. Wipe me. Oh, please. Wipe me.
Give me that stupid contract.
Yes, sir. A very mature decision. Enjoy your world that's entirely bug-free. Just sign right here and leave the killing to me. I wrote that.
Stan blows cigar smoke over the contract, now signed Lucas Nickel. The flattened anthill is surrounded by water. Inside, Zok and Hover emerge from the water onto a rocky shore.
Are you all right?
I'm fine.
Spindle? Spindle!
Spindle floats on the potion flask.
Spindle! You saved it! Oh, well, come here. Well, someone's getting an extra moldy root tonight. Okay.
Zok!
Zok gapes and follows Hover.
Spindle, light!
Zok and Hover unearth the head of council from beneath a pile of rubble. He surveys the bodies in devastation.
Mother help us.
Oh, no.
To attack without provocation, without reason, just because they can. It's barbaric. But what can we do? We are lost.
No, we are saved. This is our salvation.
A potion? What exactly does it do?
Night. Lightning flashes around the Nichols house. Something enters beneath the front door and travels swiftly at floor level through shadowy darkness. Going upstairs and along a landing, it passes between a pair of trainers on the floor. Lucas is fast asleep in bed, his handheld computer still playing. Zoc appears on Lucas's ear and uncorks the potion flask. He pours a drop of the gloopy golden liquid. It falls into Lucas's ear and slides snake-like down through the ear passage. Lucas wakes with a start and sits up. Not wearing his specs, he narrows his eyes to see. The rumples in the sheets look like a range of snowy ridges. Lucas looks up to the ceiling and sees a mobile hanging from it. The mobile looks huge. Lucas blinks. He takes a step across the sheets and stumbles. He starts when he sees a pair of size 6 underpants lying on the bed. Lucas is tiny beside them. Lucas backs away from his now towering frog-faced handheld computer and falls. Naked, he shoots down a fold in his sheet, which now looks like a winding bobsleigh run, and tumbles into a packet of potato crisps on the floor. The packet topples over, spewing Lucas out. Lucas stands up in the middle of a potato crisp and covers his crotch with a broken piece.
Human! Come with us!
Zoc appears huge through Lucas' specs on the floor. Alarms awake Momo.
Get away! I got a fan! I'm windy!
Ooh, I am windy.
Momo's in her bedroom doorway looking out onto the landing through binoculars with a torch strapped to them.
Hello?
The lenses magnify her eyes.
Hello?
The torchlight picks out ants running with Lucas.
Scanning, scanning, scanning... What are you doing out of bed, tiny Lucas?
She passes out. Zoc leads a group of ants who carry Lucas off. They toss Lucas to another group of ants who pass him on.
Who are you? What did you do to me? Let me go!
Carrying Lucas, the ants run at full speed in the darkness up the side of the anthill. They arrive at the hole in the top and dangle Lucas over it. Zoc whacks him down the hole with his staff. Still naked, Lucas plummets through deep, dark depths. An ant squirts out a resin line from a cocoon-shaped pod. The line sticks to Lucas, who's then thrown from line to line by other ants.
Hey, cut it out!
Finally, he splats down in green goo. He comes face to face with a green caterpillar. Lucas is carried off again and taken at high speed down a spiralling hole. He's dumped on a pile of debris. When ants approach, he jumps and tries to conceal his crotch.
It's the human!
It's Peanut, the destroyer!
An ant collapses.
Oh my!
All right, Peanut, this way.
Lucas wears a loincloth.
Don't touch it!
Hey, poke it! He's so soft. Ah! His skeleton is on the inside!
He's inside out?
A great gong made out of a bottle top was banged. Soldier ants drag Lucas along.
He's taking help!
He's led to a stage made from a watch face.
Who are you? What did you do to me? Let me go!
They throw Lucas down. He stands up.
Human, you have him brought before the council to face judgment for crimes against the colony. Read the charges.
This human destructor beast, hereafter referred to as Peanut the Destroyer, did willfully and with malice aforethought crush the food storage chambers, flood all of the lower hatching chambers, and douse the colony with the dreaded yellow rain.
Hey, come on! I have to go!
Sentencing of a human will be handed down by the Queen herself.
The whole ant colony bow. Orange and black panels like butterfly wings draw back to reveal a huge ant queen who overlooks them.
Greetings, my children, and to our unusual guest, a human that threatens the very existence of our colony.
Wait a second! Wait! Time out! How was I supposed to know ants had feelings, their families, their trials? They're just a bunch of stupid ants!
Destroy the Destroyer!
Throw him in the pit!
Let's eat him!
No, wait! We are not mindless savages! This human should be studied! And then we'll eat him!
Yeah!
Order! Order!
Be still tonight. We have a choice. We could destroy this human and make safe this day. Or we could change the nature of this human and perhaps create a brighter future for all ants. I therefore sentence the human to live and work in the colony, to learn our ways. He must become an ant.
What? No, my queen! What if he does not become an ant? Come on.
That would be regrettable.
But who will teach him our ways?
I will.
Hova?
It is done. Let us continue our work.
The butterfly wings close.
That's it?
Yes, it is.
Hova searches softly lit chambers with vaulted roofs.
Hello, Peanut! Destroyer! Hello, we have to go. It's time to start your training.
He spies on her.
Where are you?
Hova smiles as she spots Lucas running to hide behind an empty ant egg.
Okay, it's simple. All I have to do is run past the guards, then escape the anthill and not get eaten by any.
Well, hello there.
Ah!
You know, there's a million things I want to ask you. When were you hatched? Are you male or female? And how do you tell the difference?
Is that how?
Ah! Hey, stop peeking, or I'll stomp on you.
Oh, uh-huh. Well, I wouldn't if I were you. You see, I'm the only friend you've got.
Ah! You're gonna eat me!
You know, now that you mention it, you do look soft and chewy. But I promised the queen I wouldn't.
Cross your heart.
What? Well, all right. Cross my heart, I will not eat you.
They say cross your heart, not your butt.
I just did. See? There, did it again. Strange custom.
I'm still not going.
Peanut, you need to...
My name's Lucas, not Peanut. Lucas.
Well, Lucas, you heard the queen. You must become an ant if you ever want to return home.
And how am I supposed to do that?
Well, you just have to find your place in the colony.
Sun shines down on lines of ants carrying loads up the anthill towards the entry hole. Hova and Lucas stroll between blades of grass which stand tall like tropical trees.
So, Lucas, do you have any special skills?
I can make milk come out of my sister's nose.
Okay, well, let's try foraging. The instructor is a personal friend of mine. I'm sure she'd love to help.
Peanut the Destroyer? I had to move out of my nest because of you. I lost everything.
It took me all morning to rebuild. Hova, don't tell me that you are mentoring this.
It's Lucas.
He waves half-heartedly.
Why is he covered in trash? Is he crazy? Because I don't teach crazy ants.
No. He calls the trash clothes. They like keeping their gender traits hidden. He's male.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Lucas. You're on the blue team. Hey, quiet. And suck in that thorax. Like everything in the colony, foraging is a team effort. In this test, each team must act as a single unit to avoid obstacles, retrieve the sweet rock, and return to the nest. No ant gets left behind. First team back wins. Any questions?
An ant somersaults from a leaf and falls by Krila.
Hello, baby.
Fugax.
Well, isn't it true that scout ants such as myself lead an exciting life of adventure and intrigue?
Fugax!
While foragers such as you just walk around and pick up sticks.
He throws a stick. Krila ducks.
Questions, anyone?
Sir!
Yeah, the guy with the crooked mandibles.
The cat adventures.
Well, I'm glad you asked.
Fugax.
Get around, young scouts. In my travels, I have journeyed far beyond the Great Flat Rock.
Ooh! You mean the street?
No, the Great Flat Rock, where the humans ride in their giant metal cocoons!
Cars!
Did I call on you? Who invited Captain Party Pooper?
Fugax, meet the Destroyer.
Destroyer?
Lucas looks up cockily at Fugax.
Boo!
Fugax runs off.
Now, are there any other...
Fugax zooms by.
Are there any other questions about your assignment?
Yeah, what's a sweet rock?
Go!
Lucas follows the teens. They reach a crack in the lawn and form a tall ladder of ants which falls and spans the chasm. The last in line crawls across over the others. Lucas stares down into the gap.
On, Peanut!
Hello, I can do it myself!
He jumps, misses, and is caught by a twig.
Hey, guys! I think he's dead. I'm not dead. Ladder!
Ladder! Booyah!
Grab hold!
I don't need your help.
I need your help! I need your help!
Come on, losers!
The reds are ahead.
Come on!
Forming tall ladders, the red team somersault from grass tip to grass tip.
All right! Hurry, human! You're gonna make us lose!
Hey! I've only got two legs!
Go, two legs! Go! Go, Lucas!
Spring!
Spring! Booyah!
Booyah!
The blue team form a ladder. Lucas watches.
Time out! I don't think I can do this!
All right! Woohoo!
Lucas is grabbed to join them.
Let me off! Don't let go! I'm gonna be sick!
Don't let go!
I'm letting go!
Don't let go!
He does and is catapulted.
You let go.
Lucas crash lands. A giant purple bean is in front of him.
Jelly bean?
All right, Lucas! Good thinking!
His team.
Slingshot! Booyah!
The blue team catapult over the red team towards Lucas.
All right, Lucas! Yeah, good job!
Yeah, Peanut! You rule!
Lucas smiles.
Did we win yet?
Almost!
We just have to get the sweet rock over the finish line!
The blue team, carrying pieces of jelly bean, race up a sheer step. Lucas watches them.
Yeah, right.
Hurry, Lucas! Run
low!
He tries.
Bye-bye, loser!
Climb the wall!
The red team arrives.
Come on!
Lucas scrabbles.
Oh, forget it, this game is rigged!
The blues form a chain to reach him, but Lucas sulks and eats a piece of bean.
Red team wins! All right, we did it!
Blue team ants look down at Lucas.
Thanks for trying.
They go. Hover looks down at him and Lucas scowls. A discarded bottle reflects beams of sunlight. A bug walks into a beam and goes up in a puff of smoke.
Lucas, you did fine, really. You just need to discover the ant within. Start by visualizing yourself with six legs, then if you
How's that gonna get me home? Look at me! I'm not a stupid ant!
Lucas, being an ant means more than just having six legs or lifting 10 times your own weight or walking vertically up a wall. It's being part of a colony, not always thinking of yourself first. Oh, careful!
Hey, don't touch me!
I'm trying to help you. You think this is easy for me, being the Destroyer's little helper?
So you worry about you, and I'll worry about me.
Oh, Lucas, that's not the way ants are.
Oh, Hova, that's the way I am.
Well, if I could just...
Her antennae twitch. She stares upwards.
Just what? Hello? Not the ant lady. You were right in the middle of sounding like my mom.
They're coming.
Run!
Hey! What's wrong?
She drags him through the grass.
Ah! Whoa!
He sees wasps above.
They're after the herd!
What herd?
Fat caterpillars rear up.
Oh, easy, girl. Easy.
An ant riding a caterpillar is dislodged by a wasp, which takes off with the caterpillar, the ant dangling from it.
Tell the queen I love her!
We're cut off!
Wasps fly off with more caterpillars. Fugax.
Come, brothers, for queen and colony!
He's jostled aside by ants charging like cavalry. They stampede around Hover and Lucas.
Get to the grass!
A flying wasp.
Attack formation!
The ants grab pebbles and hurl them at the wasps. Krila takes aim.
Enemy fire!
Watch your wing! Watch your wing!
Now that's got a sting!
Nice shot!
A wasp to Krila.
My turn!
Zok saves her.
Thanks!
Where's Hover?
I don't know!
He fights the wasp.
Come on!
Ants squirt resin up at the wasps. A wasp is hit, it crashes to the ground and skids to a halt. Hordes of ants gather round it.
No, please, I was just following orders! What's magic? Not here!
Zok zaps a wasp. A wasp corners Lucas and Hover.
You look tasty.
Leave him alone!
Hover whacks the wasp.
Hover? Wait, get out of my way! Move! Hover!
Hurry! Everyone, into the grass!
Don't just stand there! Help her!
Lucas, run!
What are you doing?
Lucas, who's been frozen to the spot, heads for the grass. Zok glowers. Alone now, Lucas runs through the clearings between the stems of grass. He reaches the clear glass bottle and takes shelter amongst its broken pieces. A wasp prowls nearby. Lucas steps backwards to avoid being seen and singes himself on an intense sun ray which is reflected by the glass.
Ow!
Lucas cringes and looks around nervously.
Where are you, little bird?
The glass magnifies the wasp's image. The wasp lunges at Lucas, who runs away. He dodges a ray, but smacks into the butter bomb firework that fizzled out. He picks up a shard of glass and directs sunlight onto the firework's fuse.
Please, hurry up! Light, light!
The wasp advances.
Light, light!
The wasp stabs at Lucas with a sharp sting in its tail. It misses but tries again and shatters Lucas's piece of glass. Lucas scuffles away. The fuse glows brightly. Zok.
Hova, get down!
Zok shoots a fireball from his staff. It misses the wasp that holds Hova. It flies off with her.
No!
Lucas is still under attack. The wasp lunges at Lucas and gets its tail stuck in the firework. It struggles in vain to release it. Lucas runs away.
Fire in the hole!
Zok arrives on the scene as the firework explodes. Hova's airborne captor sees a puff of smoke rise from the lawn.
What was that?
It's birth time.
Retreat!
The wasp throws Hova away and scarpers. She falls onto a blade of grass and slithers down onto the ground. A squadron of wasps flies off into blue sky. Ants step out of the grass and look up at the departing enemy.
Oh, hail the destroyer! Peanut! Peanut!
Brilliant!
Peanut.
Genius! I mean, Lucas made a boom! And then they all flew away, and now I know why they call you Peanut! He's got a brain the size of a peanut!
Lucas the Destroyer. I take back everything I thought about you.
You saved us. Thank you, Lucas.
They bow.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yay! Yay! He saved us! Oh, it's so obvious. I was so dumb. Praise the Destroyer! Wake up! He saved himself. The rest of us just got in the way.
Oh. Zok! Are you all right?
No,
let me see. What happened to you?
I'm fine.
I'm fine.
You're hurt.
No, no, it's nothing, really.
Zoff, do you have any yucca sap?
Lucas has a burn. Mm, poor baby.
This is our enemy. They do not save ants. They kill ants. He very nearly killed me. Or does that not matter to you?
Zog, carrying his staff with its green jewel set in the top, walks off. In the anthill, Fugax brings a bowl of round green globules to Creela, Hover, and Lucas.
I do, you do, we all like the honeydew.
Dinner is served.
And I'm the dessert.
And I'm on a low fathead diet.
And you know, it looks good on you.
So, Lucas, what are you working on?
Glasses.
Creela eats a globule.
Mmm, this is some good honeydew.
Oh, Lucas, you have to try some. It's so good.
He sniffs it.
Go ahead.
He sucks in the wobbly honeydew ball.
This is awesome. Tastes like green apple bubblegum.
Fugax pushes the bowl over to Lucas, who gobbles up the honeydew, which makes his mouth green. He then licks the bowl.
That went away quick. Another round for you?
Oh, yeah. Keep it coming.
Fugax holds the bowl under the back end of a big fat caterpillar with a rumbling tummy. Lucas looks horrified. The caterpillar poops into the bowl.
Mm-hmm. Get it while it's hot. Whoa, I didn't know humans could change their colors. Trippy!
Perhaps our young pupa ate too much honeydew.
Lucas holds his tummy.
Here. Eat this. It'll make you feel better.
What did that come out of?
It's an alka root. Zoc discovered its powers to expel evil and create well-being. He is a great wizard.
Yeah, he hates me.
Whoa, he really does, doesn't he? I mean, he hates your guts. It's actually amazing how much he hates your guts. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yes, Zoc has anger issues, especially towards humans, but he's a true ant. Hard on the outside, but soft on the inside. Just give him time, Lucas.
Lucas sucks in the root she's put into a blue water globule from a nearby pool. He holds his tummy again. Lucas's burp echoes through the anthill and comes out of the top in a puff of dust.
Praise the mother.
Ho-ho! Praise the mother!
Thanks. Well, who is this mother you keep talking about anyway? Is it the queen?
No, Lucas. The ant mother. The queen of queens.
She gave birth to the first colony. To all ants.
Come on. It's time for you to see.
Hover, Fugax, and Creela escort Lucas past the caterpillar and through a network of softly lit chambers. Crossing a ridge, they lead Lucas into a chamber with huge, brightly coloured geometric drawings on the walls.
This is the Chamber of the Ages.
Wow, what are these?
They tell the story of our colony, our history.
These are pretty cool.
There are drawings depicting red ants carrying large loads, ants in cocoons and their pupa stage, wasps carrying away caterpillars, a vast image of a red ant with pink wings.
This is the image of the ant mother.
Whoa.
It is said that one day she will return, and honeydew will pour from the sky like rain. Then we will never go hungry again.
So you actually want warm poop to fall from the sky?
Yes! That would be a blessed day! I'm sorry, it's just so beautiful.
Hey, what's that one?
It's the evil one. The cloud breather.
It is ancient, drawn before our time. No one knows for sure what it is, except that death is said to follow it. But I think it's just a story used to scare naughty pupas into behaving.
No! The exterminator! I gotta cancel him! I gotta go home now!
But you're not an ant yet!
Just a quick visit!
No way, two legs! The human's nest is strictly forbidden.
Spotting an empty packet gives him an idea.
The colony needs food, right?
Food?
Yeah, sweet rocks! My house is filled with them! In assorted colors and flavors!
Assorted flavors? Even the greenies?
Well, you'll be needing a scout.
Uh-uh. No, there is no way you're gonna get...
I'm in.
Come on!
Better be some red ones.
The doorstep looks huge as the ants and Lucas walk across it.
Wow, this is a big nest. It must have taken thousands of humans to build this. Oh, what's that?
It's just a door.
A door? Fantastic! Do all of your guests pass under this door?
Well, actually, you guys are the first friends I've had over.
We are the first ones? Krila, we're the first ones to pass under the door.
Great.
And to think, all of this is made from your own poop.
Nice.
A forest of woolen strands.
Why did Mom have to get shag carpet? It'll take days to get to the kitchen.
Oh, geez, that is too bad. I guess now we'll have to go home before we all get in trouble.
A petal floats by.
No! Wait!
A fan whirs near a table with fallen rose petals on it. The visitors use the petals.
Come on! This is called hang gliding.
Hover looks over the edge.
Have you ever done this, actually?
I play the video game. Now when I give the word, everybody jump!
They hold the petals above their heads.
Sorry, was that the word? Come in!
Hey, look out!
For Queen and Colony!
Fulgax jumps and falls into the fan. He's catapulted out at high speed.
Show off!
Awesome! Yeah!
They glide past a painting.
This is Hawaii! We went there last summer. It's got volcanoes and hula dancers and Don Ho and surfboards, and I caught a fish!
Ornaments.
And these are the pyramids. Well, not the real pyramids. The real ones are lots bigger. Mama says aliens built them. She's my grandma.
A gust from the fan sweeps the foursome upwards. The normal-sized three-piece suite and the rest of the furniture seem enormous. They hover by a photo on a coffee table.
Oh, are these your nestmates?
Yeah, that's my family.
Ooh, which one's the queen?
My sister thinks she is.
What's wrong?
Nothing. It's just, well... I should have told my mom goodbye. That's all. I can be a real jerk sometimes.
Lucas, your face is leaking!
Leaking? Oh, no. It's okay.
Is that what humans do when they're sad? They leak from the face? When ants are sad, we do this.
Hover makes big pathetic eyes and her lip quivers. She smiles gently at Lucas, then, propelled by the fan, they all zoom through into the light and airy kitchen. The side of a wooden unit looms like a huge rock face. The foursome, with Lucas on Fugax's back, climb to the top and gaze across the surface.
Oh! Oh, Lucas, it's... It's beautiful! Sweet rocks! Come to Papa!
Fugax and Krila begin rolling the colourful jelly belly beans off the unit and onto the floor. Hover and Lucas watch, then Lucas runs to a pair of spectacles on the worktop. He looks tiny standing beside them.
Red one?
What are you doing? Why aren't you taking the red ones?
Well, it's actually quite simple, Sugar Lips. I hate the red ones.
Well, I love the red ones.
Hate them.
I love them.
Hate.
Love them.
Hey.
Love them.
Admit it. You find me attractive.
What?
Oh, how you tease me with your sweet talk.
Ruff! Oh, you want some sweet talk? Because I'll give you some sweet talk. No, I'll have a red one before I pull these off.
Whoa, I need those.
She's grabbed his antennae.
What are we doing?
Ah, nothing.
Lucas's eye is magnified as he looks through a spectacle lens at the business card Beals gave him. He checks the number on the card and heads for a portable phone, which is lying on its back. Outside, Tiffany dances to music on her earphones. Inside, Lucas jumps on phone buttons.
Mama, I'm back!
What was that?
Tiffany.
What's a Tiffany?
Hurry up!
Right. Leave the red ones behind!
Fugax!
Outside Lucas's bedroom.
Hey, Pipsqueak. You there? Hello? Ugh, that kid and his stupid electronic toys.
Oh. Lucas continues jumping from number to number on the phone keypad.
What is he doing?
Jumping. You know, hippity-hop, uppity-downy. It's a scout thing. You wouldn't understand.
Okay, come on, one more. I just need a 7.
A pizzeria.
Hello, how are you? Pizza Kingdom, hail to the king. Would you like to try our new princess pepperoni with tangy jester sauce?
Hello! This is Lucas Nickel. I need to cancel my order.
He jumps over to the receiver.
What? You don't want to order?
And back to the mouthpiece.
Please cancel the contract. No exterminator.
No extra tomato. Got it.
Hover watches Lucas.
Yes! No exterminator! I'm canceling the contract!
What? You want to cancel? Who is this? Oh, Bill, is this you, man? You got me, man! You got me, dude!
That's a relief.
Okay, Lucas, I don't understand most of what just happened. What is an exterminator?
Oh, don't worry. Everything's okay now.
Lucas starts. He and Hover watch as Tiffany comes striding into the room.
Oh. Hi!
Krila scarpers. Tiffany picks up the phone.
This is Tiff.
Hi, Mom.
Yeah, everything's fine. Lucas is being a pest.
Lucas sees Fugax rolling a jelly bean.
He's playing the stupid video games.
Fugax waves at Lucas.
Hello. Okay, Mom.
Yes, I'm hugging the phone too.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Tiffany suddenly notices the rolling jelly bean. Fugax looks up at her.
You must be Queen Tiffany. Allow me to introduce my...
Tiffany brings the phone down on top of him.
Ew!
Fugax makes a run for it as Tiffany tries to squash him again.
No! Remember your training.
He stares up in horror. He's trapped under the phone.
Hello?
Momo.
Tiffany, no! You squish Lucas! Hello, nobody shrunk. Gotta go, bye-bye.
What are you talking about?
Lucas! You let him go. It's me you want. Come back. Probe me instead. Lucas!
Her false teeth fall down the plug hole.
Bring back Lucas, you alien scum! Oh, Lucas. Lucas.
Okay, Lucas. Momo. Let's go find your other teeth.
Like a grey-haired and wrinkly baby, Momo stares sadly down the plug hole. A large white moon hangs above the anthill. Standing at the top of the hill and silhouetted by the moon is a morose-looking Zoc.
Hova, where are you?
He leans wearily against his staff. Zoc looks up as he hears water splashing from a nearby sprinkler tap. Suddenly, his eyes widen.
Hova! Hova! Are you all right?
Are we all right? Of course. Of course we're all right. Why wouldn't we be? We're fine. We're all right. Silly.
Whoa. Wait, no. Hova.
Zoc, guess what we did? We went to Hawaii. We saw the pyramids. We flew without wings. At first it was like, ah! But then it was, woo-hoo! Of course the others were terrified, so I took charge. And then we
were inside the human's nest.
Human's nest? That's forbidden!
Right. But the nest was filled with sweet rocks, okay? Lots of them. But then Queen Tiffany started swatting and some massive flying teeth attacked us, and well, ha-ha, here we are. What a day. Good night.
And who told you about these sweet rocks?
Lucas, of course.
Really?
Lucas is playing with Spindle.
Hi there. How are you?
Okay.
Okay. That's good. It's good to be okay. Listen, I just wanted to show you something if that's okay. You know what this is?
A flask.
This is the potion that will make you big again. I just wanted you to take a good long look at it. Because this is the last time you will ever see it.
What do you mean?
I mean, there is no way I'm ever going to make you big again. Ever. You are a threat to every ant in this colony, especially to Hova.
But I would never do anything to hurt Hova. I just want to go home.
Well, then, if I were you, I'd try to find help somewhere else, because there is nothing for you here.
The tip of Zoc's staff glows.
Nothing.
Frightened, Lucas stumbles as he makes his way down the anthill. Zok watches him through narrowed eyes. Krila is tending to Fugax's injuries.
Ow! Ow! The pain! The pain! It's unbearable! Just put me out of my misery!
Oh, hold still, you big pupa. I haven't even touched you yet.
Be gentle with me.
Krila slams a green berry onto Fugax's knee. Hover turns to see Zok walking in.
The spider eats the dragonfly.
Where's Lucas?
Isn't he with you?
No.
What, Lucas? Lucas? Huh, that's weird. Well, he's probably off destroying some other poor, unfortunate colony. You know how they are. Destroyers.
Zok, what have you done?
Me? What did I do?
Where is he?
He's gone. He led you into a trap, Hova!
There was no trap. He led us to food. He was trying to protect us from...
From what? What, Hova?
From something.
Something! And I was worried it was from nothing! He's blinded you, Hova.
No, you are the one who's blind. You are so consumed by your hatred for the humans, you see only what you want to see.
Oh, come on!
Zok, I see a young pupa. A human, learning our ways, becoming part of this colony. Becoming an ant.
Impossible!
Listen to yourself, Zok. A wizard knows no such word. So what are you now? Certainly not the ant I love.
Hova! I did it for you. For the colony.
You did it for yourself.
Hova, I...
Fugax stands.
He won't make it through the night alone.
Fugax, your leg's broken.
Yeah, but I still have 5 good ones. Very good ones.
You know, I believe he was trying to protect us from something. See, Zok.
Krila follows Hova and Fugax, leaving Zok deflated. Spindle flies over to Zok and gives him an apologetic look before flying off after the others, his bulbous tail lit up like a beacon. A garden gnome stands by a pond, which looks like a huge lake to tiny Lucas. He kneels at the water's edge.
Maybe Zok is right. Now I'll never get home.
A purple and yellow bug.
Hi! Nice evening, huh? May I?
Sure, help yourself.
Thanks, I love water. I'm a beetle that loves water, but I'm not a water beetle. Isn't that funny?
Lucas, who's been washing his face, looks around to see that the beetle has vanished. Bewildered, he looks about him, then into the pond as large ripples begin to appear across its surface. Lucas stares wide-eyed as 2 enormous eyes pop up from under the water. A big, fat, green frog jumps out of the pond and tries to scoop Lucas up with its long, pink tongue. Lucas makes a run for it. The frog pursues him. Lucas trips. The frog shoots out its tongue, but the boy rolls out of the way. Lucas runs off again, passing Fugax.
Hey, Lucas! Hey, anybody know what "wah" means?
A frog.
I think I just figured it out.
Lucas and the ants run from the frog.
This way!
Krila sees a drinks can in the grass up ahead. The frog tries to catch them, but keeps missing.
Don't ever leave me again!
Zok,
you are my pupa, not Zok's.
The ants scamper up the can.
Lucas, come on!
Lucas jumps, trying his best to get a grip on the shiny surface.
Climb! You can do it! Just concentrate!
I'm an ant. Okay, I'm an ant.
He's got it. He's got it.
Look, I'm an ant.
He hasn't got it.
He slides back down again. He stands up to see the frog behind him. Hover holds a leg out to him.
Grab hold.
Lucas reaches out.
Hover.
The frog gobbles him up.
Lucas!
Zok arrives as the frog hops off. Zok frowns thoughtfully. Inside the frog's stomach, the beetle is sitting in a pool of digestive juices between a fly and a glowworm.
Wow! We came right down that guy's throat, didn't we?
Hey, Smiley, you're on my wing!
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. So, what do you guys do?
I'm a glowworm. I glow.
That's great!
You're really starting to irritate me. Can you...
They look up as Lucas drops in. He looks at the putrid juice.
Oh, gross.
Oh,
Will you quit eating, Fatso? It's cramped in here. There's no more room.
Don't worry. I'm afraid we will be moving along in due course.
Always with the negative with you. Why can't you be more, Hey, Lenny! This is what I'm talking about. Lenny always has a smile on his face.
Only Lenny's head remains.
Toadstool!
A toadstool! That's great!
You like that?
That's very funny!
Well, there's plenty more where that came from, pal!
I like that. Hi! What's your name?
Here he goes again.
The ants pursue the frog.
Stop! Come back!
Hova!
No!
Hova, he's gone.
Zoc runs up.
Croaker! Over here! This way!
Zoc!
I am delicious! Eat me!
Zoc! Are you crazy?
You who?
He's crazy.
Hey, froggy!
The frog inflates.
Oh, no relationship is worth this.
The frog snaps Zoc up. Zoc joins the others in its stomach.
Oh, sure. Why not? Come on in. Welcome to paradise.
Zoc, how'd you get here?
Well, I sure didn't come in through the rear entrance.
Welcome. Make yourself at home. Hi.
Who is this? Your aunt?
Zoc, you are crazy. You're inside a frog, for mother's sake. What are you doing? This is impossible. Listen to yourself, Zoc. A wizard knows no such word. So what are you now?
They gawp at him, bug-eyed.
Weirdo.
What does she see in you?
What does she see in you?
Exactly.
Oh.
Bubbles begin to rise up from the juice.
Not me.
Hey, is that a...
Alkaroot? So it is.
The stomach rumbles as the juice starts to bubble more violently. The fly clings on to a fleshy lump.
Uh-oh. You might want to let go of that.
No! So you can grab it? I don't think so!
Hands in the air!
Oh, my.
Whee!
The frog lets out an almighty burp, expelling Lucas and the insect.
Wow! That was great! Hey, we sure owe you one! Thanks a lot!
Wow!
He's eaten by another frog.
Hey, Zoc, thanks, but why'd you do it?
An ant will sacrifice himself for his friends.
I thought you hated me.
I didn't do it for you.
Zoc trots over to Hova, who looks at him adoringly. Zoc smiles at her. A cluster of fireflies fly out of the tall grass and into the night sky. Lucas and the ants come across a large toadstool.
All right, well, we should camp here for the night.
Come on, Fugax. Let's forage some food.
Excuse me? I don't forage. I'll scout for food.
Right, let's go.
Zoc, stay with Lucas. He's been through a lot today.
Hova, please don't ask
him. He's not what you think. There is goodness in him. There's an ant in him. See? He really is trying.
Come on. You can do it. Concentrate.
One, two, three.
Think ant. Ant. Ant.
Zoc watches wide-eyed as Lucas scrambles up the stalk of the toadstool, then slides back down.
Oh, Krasnosh.
Lucas stares at Zoc with bemusement. Later, they're lying on top of the toadstool, the city in the distance.
It's funny. The sky looks exactly the same. Everything else is so different, but it's the same sky, same stars. Ugh.
Why must you keep doing that? Are you ill?
What? Oh, me yawning. I'm just tired.
Please stop. It's disgusting.
Ants don't yawn?
Definitely not. Thank you.
Yeah.
So, this city of yours, it's like a nest?
Yeah, kind of.
And the humans that live there are all brothers working together for the greatness of their colony?
Well, not exactly. It's a little more like, you know, every man for himself.
But that's so primitive. How does anything get done?
Some people work together.
Some? Why not all?
I suppose it's because of their differences.
But it's the differences that make a colony strong. Foragers, scouts, drones, nurses, regurgitators, all are different but an essential part of the whole. This is where we ants draw our strength.
My differences just get me beat up.
Why is that?
I don't know. Some humans prefer to clobber people they don't understand.
like you prefer to clobber ants.
I guess I didn't think about what I was doing. Seems to happen a lot. Ugh.
I suppose sometimes I too can act without thinking. Huh. Perhaps in this way, we are alike. Good night, Lucas.
Good night, Zark.
Boy and Ant lie side by side, two tiny specks in the centre of the toadstool's spotted cap. The next morning, a pretty multicoloured butterfly delicately flaps its wings, fluttering over thick blades of grass that reach up towards a pastel pink sky. Lucas, Spindle and the ants are fast asleep on the toadstool. Fugax, who is sucking his thumb, is woken by a noise. He stands up and squints blearily. The fuzzy outline of a large ant moves through the grass. Fugax rubs his eyes and looks again.
What's the matter?
Look!
What is it? What's wrong?
I see her!
Who her?
The ant mother! She's come! She's here!
Lucas leaps onto a blade of grass. He climbs up to get a better look. He sees it's the ant on top of Beale's van.
No.
Mean-looking Beale steps out of his van, a cigar in his mouth.
Cloud breather.
But I canceled the contract.
At the anthill.
Praise the mother!
Praise the mother!
She's come at last!
Everyone, please, calm down.
Zok flashes his staff to calm down the excited ants.
Listen to me. It is not the Ant Mother. It is a cloud breather.
It's true. He's come to wipe out the entire colony. His magic is strong. Sprayers.
A bottle of pesticide.
Foggers.
Oh, that's the stuff.
Zappers.
A drop of poison. The ants look up in horror.
And how do you know of this creature?
Because they brought him here.
Lucas!
Guards, remove this human.
Come on, kid.
Hova!
Lucas! No!
Wait, the potion! That's it! Zok! You shrunk me, you can shrink the cloud breather. We can load these things up and then... Pow, right in here.
He squirts an ant.
Yes. Yes, perhaps. But the cloud breather towers above us like a tree. How do we get close enough?
I've got an idea.
Zok, you would trust this human?
Zok looks down at Lucas. Hova rests a hand on Zok's shoulder. A dead insect carcass lies in a cactus bed.
Yoo-hoo, hello! We need to talk to you!
Show yourselves!
Down here! Hello!
Zok raises a hand for Lucas to stop as something swoops low overhead. A wasp flies down to them.
Well, well, well. Just in time for lunch.
Hello.
Wait, listen to me! We come... in peace! The exterminator's here! He brings death clouds that will destroy us all! Unless we can work together to stop him!
Death clouds, huh? Okay, let's eat.
They point their sting.
Get behind me!
The wasps suddenly look up as another wasp flies in through the cacti which stand tall like spiky trees. It crash lands on the dusty ground. The other wasps fly over to it.
Sir... the East Nest. Totally destroyed. The cloud is coming. The cloud!
The wasp collapses back to the ground, dead. Zok and Lucas watch as a swarm of insects run from the carnage. The wasp leader lands on the ground in front of Zok and Lucas.
What do you have in mind?
Piloted by ants, wasps stand like a squadron of planes ready for takeoff.
Remember, you only get one shot at it. Don't fire until you see the wax of his ears.
Understood. Oh,
oh. Ready. Lucas,
good to go. Hey, hey.
Fugax's wasp plays up.
Stop it. Stop. Can I switch? Mine's broken.
Yay!
All right, boys. Heat him up.
Dust billows up as the wasp's wings flap rapidly.
Let's fly!
The wasps take off. With a cocoon under one arm, Lucas wobbles unsteadily as he holds onto the wasp's antennae with his other hand. On the anthill, a swarm of ants wave at the wasps as they pass by overhead. The beetle and the glowworm are nearby.
Hey, that looks fun. Oh, let's help, shall we?
Okay. I only live 2 weeks anyway.
Good for you!
Oh, rah, rah, rah.
The beetle picks the glowworm up and flies off with him. The wasps close in on Stan Beals.
First wave! Attack!
The wasps charge towards Beals. He sees them coming.
So you want a rumble, huh? Come on, come on! Come on!
Krila's wasp dives. It zooms around Beals' head and over to his left ear. Krila squeezes her cocoon, but Beals is wearing earphones.
I can't get through. He's got some kind of shield. Crap! Headphones!
Beals smiles contentedly as he listens to the music. He's wearing safety goggles, which cast an orange haze over his view as he sprays the attacking wasps. He turns and sees Hova on her wasp. They take off, but Beals swats them. Wasp and ant splash into a bird bath.
For queen and colony!
Fugax flies towards Beals, who catches the wasp between his finger and thumb.
Why have you stopped?
Oh, jeez. Ooh, ow. Boy, that hurts. Please stop.
Bye-bye!
Beals flicks Fugax and the wasp away. They crash into a wind chime hanging by the front door. Zoc to Lucas and Krila.
We'll have to land on him. Find a way in.
Ants stream out of the anthill as Beals runs out of spray.
He's reloading. Now's our chance.
Beals hears Zoc's wasp approaching. He turns and aims 2 spray canisters. Zoc and the wasp get blasted by the smoke. The smoking wasp plummets down. Lucas heads determinedly towards Beal, who swipes at him. Lucas falls off the wasp and onto Beal's head.
Welcome to the scalp!
Hello!
Have a slice! Enjoy!
Huh?
Uh-oh! Finger!
Yeah! He's scratching again!
Lucas and the head lice scarper as Beals runs his fingers through his hair. Lucas slides down Beals' forehead and lands on Beals' nose.
Leave my friends alone!
Lucas struggles to keep his balance. He falls but manages to cling onto one of Beals' nose hairs.
Don't pick your nose, don't pick your nose.
Beals blows it instead. Lucas is blown away in a stream of snot. Hova's wasp catches him.
Need a lift?
Thanks.
They don't see Beals' hands swing up behind them. Lucas, Hova and the wasp spin through the air as they are swatted away. They land on the ground with a bump. Lucas opens his eyes and slowly pulls himself up. His eyes widen as he sees Hova trapped underneath the injured wasp.
No!
He runs over.
Hova! Are you okay?
Lucas looks up.
Nighty-night!
Dozens of ants run past them as Beals attacks again with a spray gun. To the wasp.
Come on, get up! We gotta go!
I'm done, though.
The ants run from the sea of smoke sweeping across the grass. Lucas tries to lift the wasp off Hova.
Run! Run!
Lucas looks frightened.
Lucas! Go on! Save yourself!
Lucas turns to run, but stops. He stands tall, a look of grim determination on his face. Hova's eyes widen in surprise as the wasp is lifted off her. Lucas stands with it raised above his head.
That's not the way ants are!
Lucas sees a wave of black smoke coming towards them.
Hurry up!
Still holding the wasp above his head, Lucas turns and runs, followed by Hova. They head towards a mailbox a short distance away. Zoc flies overhead on his wasp. He sees the pair down below. Hova scurries up the mailbox's wooden post.
Lucas? Lucas!
Lucas is consumed by the smoke.
Lucas!
Lucas emerges from the smoke, dragging the wasp behind him. He climbs up the post to Hover.
You did it! You did it!
Ha ha ha! Now that's an ant! Sorry.
Thanks, kid.
Two wasps carry their injured friend away. Lucas and Hover jump onto Zok's wasp. Beals happily kills more bugs.
Oh, yeah! Our weapons are useless.
We just need a clear shot.
Lucas looks thoughtful.
Hey, wait, a shot!
The beetle and the glowworm.
Okay, now what?
I don't know, because I've never attacked before. Isn't that funny?
Hilarious.
Oh, look.
Beals shoo.
Here's a way in.
They fly up his trouser leg.
Enjoy your world. That's entirely bug-free. Call Beals a bug and leave the bug-killing to me!
He aims the spray gun at the anthill. In his trousers.
Okay, I'm feeling like we ought to attack something in here.
Hey, that looks vulnerable.
Perfect!
They head for his groin. His pants.
Let's give this human a goodbye kiss.
The wasp sting is filled with potion.
Locker up, Mr. Beals!
Beals is doubled over in pain, revealing a builder's bum. The wasp heads straight towards it. Beals' body begins to twist and contort as he starts to shrink. His legs are now so short, his body seems to sit on his feet. He blinks as he sees a swarm of wasps coming towards him.
Uh-oh. No. Get away from me, get away from me.
Beals runs over to his van and tries to open the door, but he can't reach. He spots a child's tricycle.
You can't exterminate me! Oh, yeah! I'm Stan Beals!
Lucas and the ants watch as Beals cycles off. Later, inside the anthill, hundreds of ants surround the stage as Hover, Krila, Zok, and Fugax, who's carrying Lucas, walk up to face the elders. Behind the elders, the huge pair of butterfly wings part to reveal the large queen ant.
This day, I no longer see a human among ants, but instead a single colony. No more Lucas the Destroyer, but Rokai. The ant.
She extends her iridescent wings.
Welcome to the colony.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yay.
Rokai.
It's an ant name.
A wizard name.
Rokai has earned his freedom. And we have earned a friend. Remember us.
Lucas takes a bow. Fugax.
Hey, Lucas. Oh, I mean Rokai. Listen, once you get back, if you get the chance, how about dropping a few sweet rocks now and then, huh? You know. Red ones, preferably?
Red ones? I thought you hated the red ones.
Well, I do, but I'm starting to like them.
Rough.
I'm gonna miss you. Two legs.
Calling a human friend. I thought that impossible until you came.
But Zok, a wizard knows no such word.
Very true. Here.
A potion bottle.
But just wait until you're outside before you drink it.
I still think I should have eaten you when I had the chance.
I am soft and chewy.
But I promised the queen I wouldn't.
They hug.
I'm gonna miss you, Hova.
We're going to miss you too, Rokai.
Cross our hearts.
Cross our hearts!
The ants cross their bottoms. Momo watches through binoculars as a naked Lucas grows on the lawn. He covers his privates.
Whoa! Ah! Oh, he's back! Oh, he's back! He's in his birthday suit. Happy birthday, Lucas!
Her teeth pop out. She stuffs them back in.
Got you that time.
Lucas's parents arrive home. Tiffany's on the phone. Mrs. Nickel walks towards her.
Hi, Tiff. Is everything all right? Where's Lucas?
still locked in his room, hiding from society.
Mom, hey, Mom!
Lucas, what is it?
I forgot to tell you goodbye. Goodbye.
Oh, goodbye, Peanut. Oh, sorry. I shouldn't call you that.
It's okay. I don't mind.
Ah, casa, sweet casa. These suitcases are muy grande, my little love Nacho. How about getting the El Doro?
I don't know what you mean, honey.
Yeah, no, the puerta.
What's the puerta?
El Doro. The door!
Okay, I got it.
Gracias.
Steve.
Hey, Pukis, where you been? We've been looking for you. I think someone's overdue for a dog pile.
Yeah, dog pile! He said dog pile.
Stop saying everything I say. Got it?
Stop saying everything you say. Got it.
That's it. Oh, no. How about I dogpile you?
Hey, how about you leave him alone? What the crass notch is wrong with you?
What? How about you make me? Oh, that's right. You can't.
Ow.
Because I'm big and you're small.
Yeah, I'm small. We're all small. But together, we're big.
You think these stupid losers are going to team up against me? I can do anything I want to them, and there's nothing they can do about it. And the same goes for you, Pukis. Dogpile!
They all stare at him.
I said dogpile!
You heard the man. Dogpile!
The gang chase Steve.
Ah, no! Don't hurt me! Mommy!
Hey, you guys want to come over and play?
Yeah, cool! Come on, Lucas. I'll catch up.
There's something I gotta do first. Yeah.
Lucas looks down at the anthill on the lawn. Zock and Hover wave up at him.
They sure grow up fast. What?
Look what I got.
Oh, no. Zock?
Zock chases Hover with feathery grass.
Wee-wee, come on!
Oh, stop!
Lucas stands over the anthill and empties a box of jelly beans onto the ground.
Sweet rocks!
As the jubilant ants run toward the brightly coloured sweet rocks, the action freezes and becomes a new wall drawing depicting a human-sized Lucas throwing jelly beans to the tiny ants. ITFC audio description by Helen Vasey and Jennifer Hill was read by Rena Vale. The credits appear.